This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Lots of campaigning this week in the presidential race. CBS's Natalie Brand has the rundown.
The vice president's campaign for president is holding what it's calling a weekend of action, trying to mobilize thousands of volunteers in the states that could decide the election. The vice president herself is off the trail today, but holding a fundraiser in Massachusetts while the Trump team revamps its campaign to take on Harris.
Former President Trump campaigning in Florida yesterday, speaking before the Turning Point Action Faith Conference.
Christians, get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. Four more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine.
Recent polls show Trump's significant lead over President Biden has been largely erased since Biden passed the torch to Vice President Harris. The Park Fire near Chico, California, has spread to more than 239,000 acres, and one man is being charged with starting it. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports.
As much as California's largest wildfire this year is a climate catastrophe, it is also a crime scene, allegedly started by a man named Ronnie Stout. Authorities have recovered his burnt car that may have sparked the fire. According to Allison Erstman, she and her family saw what happened and called the police.
He was trying to get himself out. The wheels were spinning. He was revving his engine. It appeared to be like that's what I would do if I was trying to get out of a situation like that.
Evacuation orders are in place in four California counties. The health ministry in Hamas-run Gaza says an Israeli airstrike has hit a school and killed 30 people. Details from the BBC's Mike Thompson.
The Israeli military said the Hamas command and control center had been set up inside the Khadija school compound near Deir al-Bala, an area populated with displaced families. A statement added that civilians had been warned before the strike. Ambulances raced many of the wounded to the nearby Al-Aqsa hospital. Others arrived on foot, some reportedly stained with blood.
The attack comes as mediators are set to gather with Israeli negotiators in Rome tomorrow. European regulators have refused to approve a new Alzheimer's drug widely prescribed in the U.S. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
The European Medical Agency arguing the benefits of lecanemab, which is marketed as Leqembi, appear negligible, and the risks of serious side effects, especially bleeding and swelling in the brain, are unacceptable. British regulators are still considering the license application.
The 2024 Olympics are underway. The first gold medal in the Paris Games went to China in the women's synchronized 3-meter springboard. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. As Election Day draws closer, voters are paying more attention to a sweeping conservative plan to shape a possible second Trump administration. More from Roz Brown.
Project 2025 from the far-right Heritage Foundation includes standard conservative ideas such as slashing regulations, but also firing thousands of civil servants, dismantling the Department of Education, and giving more power to the states. David Nevins leads the Bridge Alliance, a network of organizations working to promote healthy self-governance. He's also co-publisher of The Fulcrum, where he's enlisted experts to share their thoughts on each of Project 2025's 30 sections.
The cross-partisan approach that we believe in is, in some cases, the federal government can do certain things more effectively, in some cases, not as effectively. And that's the discussion we need to have as a nation.
Nevins believes many on the far right want to turn back the clock and erase societal changes that have occurred in the last 20 to 30 years. He says people can be afraid of change, especially when things are moving fast, but believes Project 2025 represents a lack of open-mindedness rather than seeking common ground to take democracy to its next level.
The reality of America is that we are a diverse country in terms of racial, ethnic, sexual preferences, religion. That is the reality. And if we're going to live into the pluralistic dream of our founding fathers and mothers, we have to learn to make that work.
While Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, Nearly two-thirds of the authors behind the plan served in his former administration. This is Roz Brown. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Foundation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, next to the tavern, Stu Sample. Name an object you can find throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private, and you can use it for one or two things.
Is it a porta-potty for Crockett Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some clouds today with a high near 85 degrees and a little breezy out of the south at times. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. 84 and breezy out of the south again for Sunday. On Monday, scattered storms with a high around 82.
Currently, 75 degrees.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. I am your host, Seth, for this Saturday. It is the 27th of July. Hope everyone's having a great day out there, enjoying the nice weather. Man, we've had so much nice weather in the last week, I can hardly stand it. It's been so great. Summer is here, finally, everyone, and it's not quite so wet. Lots of things to get into in the show today, everyone. We're going to talk about events happening throughout central Wisconsin. We're going to get into some rafters news and notes as well. And all kinds of other things, but mostly we're here for you. 424-2600 is the number to call. If you're looking to buy or sell things from your friends and neighbors, if you want to talk about events that are happening throughout central Wisconsin here today, this coming week, whenever it is, we'd love to chat about that with you as well. Anything else you want to talk about, that's what we're here for, everyone. So thank you for joining me today, and let's get those phone calls coming. 424-2600. You can also download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your favorite station, and then just hit the text line, and you can, or not the text line, sorry, you can call us right up there. I'm used to saying text line. Call us there too. There's a one button dialing to call and get on the air. 424-2600. Well, let's start off here with the rafters, everyone. A little update about what happened yesterday. Not great. I'm going to say that right now. It was not a good showing by the rafters tomorrow, and especially in a crucial time when they really kind of need to do a little bit better. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and grab our first phone call of the morning. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. Good morning. I got about 15 to 20 patio blocks to give away. They're 7.5 by 15.5. My telephone number is 715-451-1285.
451-1285.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. I've got some blocks here if you're interested in using those patio blocks. 451-1285, 451-1285, the number to call. Easy as that, everyone. That's all you need to do. Call up 424-2600. Give us some information, and we will be on our way. Keep the calls coming. Well, looking at the rafters yesterday, of course, they had their second day of doubleheaders. And I got to tell you, it looks like the strain might have been getting to the boys on both teams, for that matter, because not a great showing. It was a very fascinating two very different games. The Rafters lost the first game 1-0 A 1-0 game, everyone, and means not much offense on that one on either side. It's a pretty good pitching going on. So they did lose the first game, and then game two of the doubleheader. Now, this was their fourth game in 2 days. Boy, I think the pitchers might have been tired, but Lakeshore pulled it out 12-10 on that one, a much more high-scoring game than that, than the one from before. This is not good, though, for the Rafters. This is not helping their chances in the standings. Right now, they are still in third place in the Great Lakes West Division. They still have a winning record, 13-10, but the next week is going to be crucial to see if they can make a run at the playoffs, everyone. So what's coming up here over this weekend and throughout next week is going to be very, very important going forward. Well, today and tomorrow, they are going to be facing one of their rivals, of course, the Madison Mallards, who, by the way, are just above them in the standings. Looks like 2.5 games. 2.5 games off of there, so they could really make up some ground if they take both games, one on today and one tomorrow. It's a home and home, so tonight they're going to be playing in Madison. 6:05 is the scheduled first pitch. Andy Yakum, our voice of the Rafters this season, will be doing his pregame starting about 5:50 or so. He'll be joining you and giving you all the latest information on the Rafters, how they're doing, and what's going on as some players actually start leaving as they get ready to go back to college. Coming up tomorrow, of course, we have the Mallards coming into town here, and that's going to be an afternoon game. 1:05, the start time, first pitch, and 12:50 will be the pregame show. Andy will be bringing it over these airwaves right here. But remember, we do want you to go to the game. They've got a really cool promotion tomorrow as well. We'll get into that in just a little bit as we start going through our events for this weekend. But I do want to let everyone know there's no game on Monday. They get another day off on Monday, which is good because of all the baseball they've been playing this weekend. Give the boys a little bit of rest. Make sure you tune into Playmakers on Monday at 5 o'clock from 5 to 6. Talk about the Rafters and all kinds of other things sports related as we go into next week. I'm going to go ahead and preview next week for what the Rafters will be doing. So once again, Monday, they have an off day. On Tuesday, they're going up to Wausau. Another very important game, another 2-game set, home and home. That's another 2 games that they pretty much have to win if they want to keep in contention here. First pitch 6:35 in Wausau on Tuesday. Pre-game show at about 6:20. Then on Wednesday, they will be hosting Wausau here, so get your tickets now, everyone. First pitch again, 6:35. Pre-game starts at about 6:20 for that one as well. On Thursday, they've got 2-game set hosting Kalamazoo. Both games set to start at about 6:35. First pitch for those. That is the 1st and the 2nd of August. That's Thursday and Friday. So make sure you get your tickets for those games as well. And then they have 2 games over next weekend at Green Bay. They have an afternoon game starting at about 3:05 on Saturday. And then a 1:05 start on Sunday against Green Bay. So as they keep it going here, they do have a couple the 5th, I should say. They are going to be hosting Minnesota from the Eastern or the Western Conference there. That one again, 6:35, and that will be at the ballpark here. Not many games left, everyone, for you to take in for this season. We do want to give a big shout out. It looks like lots of people have been going to the ballpark this year. It's been great. We want to say a big thank you to Andy Yakum as well, who's done a fabulous job as our play-by-play guy. And it's been a great season. Hopefully they can make the playoffs. If not, it's another great season of Rafters baseball here in Wisconsin Rapids. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for going to the ballpark. And here's hoping that they can have a nice little run here to end the season. I want to remind everyone, too, of course, August is coming up very quickly. And yes, that means that high school sports will be starting again. I can't believe it. In August, of course, football will be taking place. And I do want to tell everyone, we've got a great schedule of games coming up here on our sister station, WIRI 105.5. That is your home for local sports around here. Randy and Mike are going to do their best to get to as many games as they possibly can to bring them to you on 105.5 WIRI. So make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll be giving schedule information as we get closer. But we want to be your high school sports home on WIRI. And please help us make it that by tuning in and supporting the sponsors who generously give so we can bring those games to you. All right, that'll do it for sport, local sports here, everyone. Don't forget to tune in on Monday at 5 o'clock. We'll talk local sports. We'll talk all kinds of sports, maybe a little trade deadline for Major League Baseball as well. We're going to take our first break here, everyone. When we come back, make sure you get your calls ready, 424-2600. Let us know if you got anything you want to buy or sell, if you got any sales going on, or if you know of any rummage, garage sales, anything like that. We want to get the word out to the listeners today. We'll go through other events and stuff happening this weekend and looking a little bit ahead as well. As we move along here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.
It's the summertime quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, next to the tavern, Stu Sample. Name an object you can find throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private, and you can use it for one or two things.
Is that a porta potty for Crockett Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
Need repairs? How about a new truck? Don't worry, both can be found at TJ's Auto and Collision Center on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. And do we have trucks? From industrial to moving to S10s to SUVs, TJ's Auto has the right truck for the right price. Check out our website at tjsauto.net or stop by to enjoy our welcoming and comfortable customer experience. TJ's Auto is a proud sponsor of the Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week. And remember,
we have trucks!
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some clouds today with a high near 85 degrees and a little breezy out of the south at times. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. 84 and breezy out of the south again for Sunday. On Monday, scattered storms with a high around 82.
Currently, 75 degrees.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. We are here on this Saturday, the 27th of July. The month is almost over with, everyone. I hope you've made your peace with that. I still have not. I'm kicking and screaming going into August. Oh, goodness. 424-2600 is the number to call. If you're looking to buy or sell anything like that, please do. We do want to make sure we get your calls in. So as I'm going through all these events and all mailbag item today as well, make sure you can keep those calls in. I'll finish what's reading in front of me, and I'll get to your call as soon as I possibly can. So from the mailbag, we do have for sale four Goodyear tires, P235-55R16. That's the size with six and let's try this again with a 6/32 inch of tire tread. Looking for $20 for these four tires altogether. Give Ken a call at 715-421-5249. That's 421-5249. I'm looking for just $20 for these four Goodyear tires. If you want more information, of course, give Ken a call, and he will let you know the exact size and everything, because I don't think I did a very good job of reading it. All right, before we get to our events in the area, let's go ahead and grab another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Howdy. I have two Apache Tomahawk graphite fly rods. $35 each. They're brand new. One's an 8-footer, one is the other is 8.5 feet. The number is 715-323-0257. Thank you very much.
323-0257. All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. A couple of graphite fly rods for sale if you're interested. 323-0257 is the number to call for that. Keep the calls coming, everyone. Do appreciate everyone participating in the show. All right, let's get to our events of today, the weekend, and the week up ahead. I want to make sure we let everyone know, of course, it is Saturday. That means that the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market is going on as we speak till 2 o'clock or thereabouts today. It's every Thursday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 220 First Avenue South. You'll see all the people down there. When I left, it was very, very busy. So make sure you get down there and see what's hopping. It's always a good time down at the Farmers Market, and we do love to support our local farmers and business owners down there. So make sure you check it out, everyone. It goes till October 12th. Keep that in mind. That is going till about October 12th. All right. Oh, before we get into some more events here, another phone call. Let's grab that right now. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Hello. We have a camper for sale, and they're asking $7,500 for, $7,500 for it. It has air conditioning, bathroom, refrigerator, stove, sink. It's never been smoked in. So you can call
323-9075.
Yeah, I think it sleeps 4 or 6.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. A great weekend. Camper for sale, everyone. You heard his list there. Sounds like a pretty big one. If you're interested in finding out more about that, 323-9075. 323-9075 is the number to call for that. Thank you so much for the call. The next event is a very important one, everyone. We've been talking about it all week for a very specific reason. It has started at 11, so it is going on right now. We ask that you head on over to the Grand Rapids Lions Club for the 4th annual Touch a Truck event. That's going till 3 o'clock today. Here's some of the vehicles you will find there. The Wood County Armored Vehicle, ATVs, big rig semis, garbage truck, buses, cement truck, fire engine, Model T, police cars, LifeLink helicopter, RVS, ambulances, army vehicles, tow trucks, so much more. Tons and tons of trucks, everybody. Go and if you've ever wanted to see a truck, you can go see a whole bunch today at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. They're also going to be offering tractor rides. Rides in water and light buckets as well, kids games, raffles, and family-friendly vending as well. 100% of the proceeds will go to support the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. You may have heard recently, Family Center was hit with a very large funding cut from the federal government, and they need to find some way to help make that up, everyone. And this is one of their big of the two fundraisers that they do every year. So head on out there, give them a hand, have some fun while you're doing it. Once again, that is at the Grand Rapids Lions Club, the field there in Grand Rapids. Goes till 3 o'clock today. All kinds of fun stuff going on. Great food, great people, great time. The 4th annual Touch a Truck in benefit of the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Please help support that. Starting at noon today, there is a Lester Garden Walk going on that goes till about 3 o'clock. It's at 300 Nepco Lake Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Free admission. So if you're looking for a nice, fun garden walk, everyone, that is for free. Head on over to Nepco Lake Road, 300 Nepco Lake Road, from noon to 3 today for the Lester Garden Walk. Go ahead and check that out. Another very cool event that is happening today, of course. Our good friends over at the Historic Point Boss are doing their annual Whodunit Mystery, Murder Mystery. And this is written by, of course, local author Luke Conkle, who does it every single year. This one is called Tempered Truths. Over the years, Point Boss has gained a reputation as a fine place to get work. This was probably the reason Walter Franklin and Ellis Crystal each found their way to town. Little did they know their presence would be met with mystery. Sam, the village blacksmith, a man loved almost as much for his no-nonsense attitude as out of necessity, has been found murdered. Sheriff Falk is naturally convinced Walter, Sam's new apprentice, is to blame. Will you confirm the sheriff's suspicions or end up uncovering a deeper plot to clear this newcomer's lane? It's up to you to figure out who done it. Starting today at 2 o'clock, going till about 5 o'clock at the Historic Point Boss, 300 Wickley Road in Nakusa. Admission is only $5 for adults, $2 for students. Go have some fun. Solve the mystery, everyone. It's one of their great programs they do every single year. So go ahead and check that out. Looking ahead to tomorrow, everybody, we have a very cool event happening over at the Wisconsin Rapids Aquatic Center at Witter Park. It is the McCain Community Swim. Oh, sorry, that was last Sunday. Sorry. This Sunday, it is the ERCO Community Swim. So it is still a community swim, and this is going on Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. It is free and open to everybody for this, and it's sponsored this week by ERCO. Last week, it was McCain's. So this week, it's ERCO who's doing it. But again, community swim on Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. Concessions will be available for purchase there as well. The park is located, if you haven't been there, 681 Chestnut Street in Wisconsin Rapids. So go ahead and check that out. A nice, fun, free event at our great aquatic center here in Wisconsin Rapids. All right, tomorrow, everyone, before the game, there's going to be some wrestling, as my grandpa used to say, some wrestling going on at Witterfield. ACW Wisconsin Wrestling featuring former WWE superstar Hornswoggle will be taking place. You can get your $40 VIP tickets available. Go to the Rafters online. Get your tickets there. Gates will open at 11:45. Bell time at 12. I have been told that this is happening rain or shine because they did have to reschedule this. This is the last chance to do it, everyone. So that is coming up tomorrow before the game at Witterfield. Some wrestling. If you're into that ACW wrestling, well, you're getting a good chance to see it live along with Hornswoggle will be there. So go ahead and check that out, everyone. And then taking the Rafters game afterwards. Why not? Make a day of it. All right. Looking ahead now to the early part of next week. We do have a blood donation opportunity in Marshfield coming up on Monday that we do want to quickly point out to you. It's at the Holiday Inn at 750 South Central Avenue in Marshfield. It's going from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is on Monday the 29th, this coming Monday. If you are in the Marshfield area, make sure you take advantage of that and donate some blood. We also have a lot more American Red Cross blood donation opportunities coming up throughout the area in Wood County. We've got one in Pittsville coming up in August, and then a whole bunch in Wisconsin Rapids in August as well. When we get closer to those, we will let you know how and when you can get your donation in for the American Red Cross blood donation. Of course, every time you do that, it is a fabulous fabulous. This is something we need year-round, everybody. So make sure you don't take the summer off. If you have donated before, or if you've never done it before, or if you've now finally gotten, because you can only give blood every so often without, you know, making yourself anemic, make sure that you get that in coming up here in August, because it looks like there's going to be tons of opportunities there, as well as at the former East Junior High School as well. So make sure you check that out. All right, let's get into a little bit happening at the beginning of next week. I want to make sure we get all these kinds of fun things going on here. On Tuesday, it is the 41st annual Lucky Summer Golf Classic put on by the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. It's at Lake Arrowhead Golf, 1195 Apache Lane. The fee is $125 per golfer, includes 18 holes, lunch, a buffet dinner, and a cart. So you get two meals in with that. Very cool. Registration starts at 9 with a shotgun start at 10 o'clock. Golfers, of course, will have the opportunity to network with many area businesses throughout the day. They'll be continuing to honor one of their own, Dick Lucky Lucked, as he was instrumental with getting our summer hummer started just 41 years ago. So check it out. If you want more information, of course, go check out the Wisconsin Rapids Chamber of Commerce website. You get more information, and you can register online there as well. Big tradition here in Wisconsin Rapids, everyone, so make sure you check that out. Also coming up on Tuesday, looks like the Rafters, let's see, let me double check that. Are they going to be out of town? The Rafters will be out of town on Tuesday. They'll be up in Wausau, so make sure you catch the game here on WFHR. First pitch at 6:35. But if you're looking to go catch some live baseball, well, why not check out the Rapids Redhawks? They're going to be taking on the Montello team coming up on Tuesday, everyone. That starts at 7 o'clock. It's a 7-inning game. Admission is free. Concessions will be available for purchase. It's happening at the Wisconsin Rapids, the Southwood County Recreation Center. That's where also where you'll be parking. The game is right there at the sports complex. So go check it out. The Redhawks are a relatively new team in town here. They were founded in 2022. They are a member of the Dairyland League and a part of the Wisconsin Baseball Association. You can check out more. Go to their Facebook page or visit their website. That's Rapids Redhawks. If you can't get enough baseball, everyone, here's a chance to go see it live on Tuesday, because the Raptors, of course, will be out of town. So go ahead and check that out as well if you have not had a chance to do so this summer. And also on Tuesday, only a couple more chances, everybody, to check out the Wisconsin Rapid City Band. Only two more shows left this summer. The next one is coming up on Tuesday at 7:30 at Robinson Park. The sponsors this week are the Village of Buren and Dom Tar. Make sure you check out an institution here in Wisconsin Rapids. They've been around for well over 100 years. Keep it, learn how good they are, everyone. They've had some great shows so far this year. And if you haven't had a chance to check them out yet, I do encourage you to do that, because there's only two more chances left. So make sure you go ahead and go to Robinson Park on Tuesday at 7:30. If there is inclement weather, the backup spot is the Lincoln High School Performing Arts Center. More information, go to their website, wrcityband.org. All right, well, we're going to stop on Tuesday for now, everyone. We're going to take a quick break here, come back, listen to a little bit of sports here. Let's see if I can find that there. Where's the, there's the sports. I'm going to listen to some sports and catch up with our partners here. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, 424-2600, to get on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR.
Jordan Love has a new contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Jordan Love has agreed to terms with the Green Bay Packers on a contract making him the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. 4 years, $222 million, and a record high signing bonus of $75 million, $155 million in guaranteed cash. The deal in Green Bay came down just hours after Love's agency, Athletes First, had completed a deal for Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, setting the bar for Jordan Love's contract. Brian Gutekunst.
He's our franchise quarterback, and we're ready to move forward. It's not like we're trying to make that decision. But at the same time, we want to put the best team around him we can. There's certainly the structure of it so that we can do what we need to do for our football team moving forward, not only this year, but in years to come. So we got a lot of work to do. You know, we think we have a very good football team, but we got to come together as a team, and he's a big part of that. So him being out there is important for us.
Baseball, the Brewers losing at home last night to the Miami Marlins, 6-2. They'll play again tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The president ends his reelection campaign.
And the Civic Media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his reelection campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down.
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, next to the tavern, Stu Sample. Name an object you can find throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private, and you can use it for one or two things.
Is it a porta-potty for Crockett Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some clouds today with a high near 85 degrees and a little breezy out of the south at times. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. 84 and breezy out of the south again for Sunday. On Monday, scattered storms with a high around 82.
Currently, 75 degrees.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks for joining me on this Saturday, everyone. It's the 27th of July. Lovely summer day out there, everyone. Looks very nice. Hope you can spend some time outside today, get some stuff done, go to the farmer's market, whatever it is. Please, make sure you get outside. I hate to see anyone like me stuck inside a studio not enjoying the weather outside. Sorry, I just had to say that. 424-2600 is the number to call, everyone. Make sure you get those calls in here. We've got 25 minutes or so left of the show, and I want to make sure to get those items that you are trying to sell out there, everyone. Make sure you call in. 424-2600. Let's continue with our events. We've got some more great stuff happening throughout next week. I do want to highlight a couple of things now from Wednesday. Remember, during the summer at the Milkweed Market, they've got the Create and Connect program going on. You just pick your project, you pay a small fee, and then you paint it. This is every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All ages are welcome. Just drop in. No reservation is required. This is to help you beat those boredom blues this summer. It is the Summer Create and Connect with Milkweed Market, located at 1191 Huntington Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. With any questions or if you want some more information, please contact Brooke Porter, bporter@odcinc.com. Once again, bporter@odcinc.com. Make sure you check that out. It's a fun, fun time all Wednesdays throughout the summer. Well, we got some music for you, some live music happening at the patio at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. They've been doing this, of course, throughout the summer. I want to highlight who's coming up here this next week. Wait a minute. Did I type the? Oh, I did. Oh, darn it. Sorry. Nothing coming up. Nothing to see here. Don't look behind the man behind the curtain. Don't look at the man behind the curtain. I was looking at the wrong day. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness me. All right. So they will be having some more. Here, let's at least I'll give you an idea who's coming up here at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. They have two more concerts coming up, one on the 14th of August and then one on the 18th of September. Lance Black will be coming on August 14th. You can get your tickets now. That's how I'm going to say face on this. You can get your tickets now by going to their website, of course. Pick them up there. You could also go to their Facebook page and Instagram for more information for the CWCC. Just as a reminder, everyone, this is on the patio at the Cultural Center. They've got yard games there. This is new for this year. They have a cash bar and pizza. Ask no carry-ins, please. Kids 12 and under are free. Seating is limited, so please bring a lawn chair. Doors open at 5:30. Music starts at 6. So there, I'll give you all that information. The Cultural Center is at 2651 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. So make sure you check that out. All right. Am I now on the right thing? Okay, now I'm on the right day. All right, okay. Let's keep it going here. Oh, goodness, everybody. Oh, as we move along, make sure that you go to the farmer's market on Thursday. Every Thursday and Saturday, it's open from 8 to 2. And I talked about that already today, so make sure you check it out on Thursday as well. Also on Thursday, very big lunch by the river coming up, everyone. We've been talking about it for a long time since school let out in June. It is the Stuff the Bus event coming up on Thursday, August 1st. This, of course, is sponsored by United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties and Urco Worldwide. They're the ones sponsoring Lunch by the River to make sure you get those items over and stuff that bus for the Stuff the Desk event happening later in August. So now is the time, everyone. If you've been collecting, make sure you get them to the bus there at Lunch by the River. As for entertainment that day, very cool. We've got the Southwood County Turners Gymnastics, Wisconsin Conquerors, and the Park Institute of Taekwondo and Fitness. Some demonstrations on Thursday, everyone, with some kids learning various activities, gymnastics, taekwondo. Check it out, everyone. It's very cool. And plus, bring your items for Stuff the Bus as well. I'm sure we'll be talking about this as the week goes on. Make sure you get all your stuff ready. And we'll be talking about Stuff the Desk. Remember, for that, the deadline to sign up for Stuff the Desk is on Thursday, the 1st of August. So make sure you go in to the uwswac.org. That is the United Way website, to make sure you sign up if you are in need of those school supplies. Also, on August 1st, we have the next, let's see here, we have the next show for the Aqua Skiers. That starts at 5:30. It's at Red Sands Beach in Lake Wasicha, 6411 South Park Road. It's free, and there are delicious concessions on site as well, with Smokehouse Barbecue there. You can buy a tasty meal as well. They're doing the Pro Show Tour this year, everyone. The show will be a tribute to past professional water ski shows from around the world, including Tommy Bartlett, of course, SeaWorld, Marine World, Cypress Gardens, and Germany's Holiday Park. Go to their Facebook page for more information. They also have a website, everyone. Check that out. It starts at 5:30, Thursday, August 1st, at Red Sands Beach in Lake Wasicha. They've only got a couple more shows left, everyone, and I hope... if everyone was able to go to the championships last weekend or 2 weekends ago or whenever it was, I don't remember. But go ahead and catch their show. They've got two left this year, the 1st and the 8th. So if you haven't gone yet, make sure you go and check that out. Well, coming up next weekend, we have the next Hopo production, more kids theater. This is something they put together very quickly. They just had auditions on the 15th of July, and they will be performing next weekend, everyone. Next weekend on the 3rd and the 4th of August. It's a madhouse. That is the next Hopo production. 7 o'clock on August the 3rd. That's the Saturday. And then Sunday at 4 at 2 o'clock. Two opportunities for you to do it. I would suggest, if you want to see this, you better get your tickets right now. Go to wrctheater.org and get your tickets, because I'm guessing this sucker is going to sell out fast, everyone. It is going to go lickety-split. All right, time for a phone call here. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. How many things can I sell?
Generally, three is the limit.
Okay, because I have a wooden box that measures 36 by 25 by 23 high, and it's got four wheels on it, and I want $25 for. It'd be perfect for putting your wood in or storing boxes. Folded up boxes in it.
Okay.
And then I have a set of four TV trays, the vintage kind, and they all work real good, and they're in decent shape, and I want $35 for those.
Okay.
Now I've got three computer TV carts. Can I do that as a one?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. I want $10 each for those.
All right.
They can call 715-323-4648.
323-4648.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. A couple of things for sale here. We've got a box on wheels that you can load wood or other things. We've got some classic TV trays. That brings back memories. And then some computer carts with wheels as well. If you're interested in any of those items, please give her a call at 323-4648, 323-4648. And I want to thank her once again for the call. Prue, do appreciate that. All right, everyone, let's keep it rolling here. I do want to keep going on events that are happening throughout the month of August. And we want to highlight, too, the Arts Council has their season ticket sales are happening for their season coming up. And we'll talk about all the groups that will be coming to Wisconsin Rapids, to the PAC, this fall. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we got a lot of really cool acts coming to town. So we'll want to Focus on that as well. I do want to remind everyone that coming up on Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m., we've got the Rome Farmers Market in beautiful Rome at the Town Center. That is at 1156 Alpine Drive. It is nestled in the beautiful wooded setting of the Rome Town Center in Rome. The various vendors line up around the square with entertainment or activities featured weekly under the gazebo. Visit the market every Friday from 9 to 1. And that's going through September, everyone. They've also got a Facebook page. Check that out. Or visit their website for more information. Once again, that is the Rome Farmers Market at the Rome Town Center Park from 9 to 1 every Friday in beautiful downtown Rome. And let's look ahead to next weekend as well. We've got a couple of interesting things here, including the Central Wisconsin Car Cruise. This is an annual event that brings fun and enjoyment to all who participate or attend. Proceeds benefit local emergency services. You can check out the music concessions and the vendors. $10 entry fee for your car. Gates open at 9 a.m. and the event kicks off at around 10 a.m. with a staging at Lincoln High School. That's where it will be taking place at 1 p.m. The votes will be turned in and the show ends at 2 p.m. The car cruise leaves from Lincoln High School at 4 p.m. Go to the Central Wisconsin Car Cruise Facebook page for more information. That's where you'll find all the details there. You can view the full route as well. This is taking place at, like I said, at the parking lot of Lincoln High School, 1801 16th Street South. All the festivities start at 9 a.m. on August the 3rd. That is next Saturday. Make sure you check that out if you're interested in entering your own car. All right, final break, everyone. We're going to come back, talk about a few other events going on here in Central Wisconsin, hopefully get a few more phone calls from you, 424-2600, and then we'll wrap up the show over the back fence on WFHR, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.
It's the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, next to the tavern, Stu Sample. Name an object you can find throughout Central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private, and you can use it for one or two things.
Is that a porta-potty for Crockett Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some clouds today with a high near 85 degrees and a little breezy out of the south at times. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. 84 and breezy out of the south again for Sunday. On Monday, scattered storms with a high around 82.
Currently, 78 degrees.
It's tearing me apart.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio, brought to you by Crockett Septic. Thanks for tuning in today, everyone. Do appreciate all the listeners and callers today. Had a lot of callers, and I have enjoyed that. Keep them coming. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show, everyone. So let's get any more calls out there. We do want to hear from you. 424-2600 is that number to call. What we'll do for the last couple of minutes here, I'm going to go over a few events, bigger events that are coming up throughout the month of August. Just give you a heads up on that so you can start planning some fun events that are coming up here. And then I'm going to get into the schedule for the PAC coming up this fall and into next spring. Their lineup of great shows that are coming to town. But before we do all of that, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, hi. I have for sale a 5-ton chain hoist for asking $150 for that. And I also have a Coleman air tank and asking $50 for that. And you can call 715-304-8428.
304-8428.
Correct.
All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Have a great weekend. We've got a couple of items here, a chain hoist and an air tank. Interested in either of those items, just give them a call at 304-8428, 304-8428, if you are interested in either of those. 424-2600 is the number to call. All right. First of all, we're going to get to one of the really interesting and very... I don't know what to call it, unique events that we have here in central Wisconsin. Actually, up in our good friends up in Rudolph will be doing this one. It is the 103rd, you heard that right, the 103rd annual Rudolph Grotto and Wonder Cave Church Picnic. Visit the world-famous Rudolph Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave for this fun event full of food, refreshments, games, and raffles. Mass begins at 10 a.m. at the church, followed by activities on the grounds, including children's games, bingo for prizes. The Old Time Brass will be performing from 12 to 4. There'll be a basket raffle as well and a cash raffle drawings, all kinds of good stuff. They got lots in cash to give away. You can find out more by visiting their website. That is the Rudolph Grotto Gardens website. That is what it's called. So if that'll just search that up and you will find it. Starts at, like I said, with Mass at 10 and goes till about 4 o'clock. This is Sunday, August 4th. This is next weekend over at 6957 Grotto Avenue in sunny Rudolph, everyone. Go check it out. It's an institution around here, and we do appreciate being able to bring that to you, being able to bring you that information for that. We also have a big festival happening for a church in town. St. Luke's Lutheran is celebrating 75 years. They have a festival Sunday coming up on August 11th. Starts with worship at 10:30, and then... They've got starting about 12:15. They've got a picnic meal, including a variety of salads and desserts, along with brats, burgers, hot dogs, and beverages. They've got for afternoon fun, they've got a bounce house, they've got a playground, they've got face painting, they've got old-time music by Magic Music, they've got bingo, and a history display. My goodness, it's all kinds of stuff happening here at St. Luke's, celebrating their 75th year. Very cool. I always love those great... those great anniversaries for local institutions like this. So make sure you mark your calendar for August 11th. And that's a Sunday. That's a festival Sunday for St. Luke's. Got a big fundraiser coming up at the end of August, towards the end of August, I should say, at Rooted in Red. It is the annual Run, Walk, Rock and Roll for the ODC, Saturday, the 24th of August at 3 p.m. Free. The public is welcome. No need to register to participate. You can purchase an event t-shirt if you order online by August 1st. You have till Thursday to do that if you're looking for a t-shirt. Enjoy several paths along Rooted in Red's beautiful marshes. Wagon rides will also be available. And this is an all-inclusive family event, everyone. They've got music. From 4 to 6, they've got the Antoinettes, and then from 6 to 9, Southbound playing there. They've got food trucks, raffle baskets, and they've got a wine and liquor pull. They've got a 50-50 raffle and large raffle prizes. Make sure you go to the ODC website for more information on that. This is one of their big fundraisers of the year. Lots of fun to be had as well, so make sure you check that out. Saturday, August 24th at 3 p.m., the ODC's Run, Walk, and Roll at Rooted in red. Right now, we want to talk about the Arts Council, because we've got season tickets are available now. And their theme this year for their season at the PAC is Cool Vibes, Hot Entertainment. It's the only way to describe the Arts Council of Southwood County's 48th season. Yep, you read that right. Or I should say I read that right. Six phenomenal performances are in the lineup, and there's something to please every palate. Of course, just go to their website, savorthearts.org, or .com, excuse me, for video clips of each one of these groups. So here we go. Coming up on Thursday, September 26th, Colin Ray. I have been mentioning him on WIRI, of course, and when we play his tunes. Very well-known country singer and a very fun performer. He's coming on the 26th of September. Tickets are $59 for adults, $10 for students on that one. Then coming up in November, on November 7th, that's a Thursday as well, we've got the Glenn Miller Orchestra. $54 for adults, $10 for students on that one. Of course, if you're a fan of swing music, and who isn't, the Glenn Miller Orchestra, very famous and still going strong even after all these years. Then on Thursday, December 12th, it's the annual Christmas show. This year they're bringing in Boogie and the Yo-Yos. Sorry, that just kind of got me. Boogie and the Yo-Yos, Christmas with You. Adult tickets are $49, students are $10. Sounds like a lot of fun. This one I know nothing about, but I'm sure as we get closer, we'll find out more about Boogie and the Yo-Yos. And you can look them up yourself, find out if you're interested in that one. We've got Jeff Allen here. His show, Are We There Yet? Comedian, on Friday, January 31st. $47 for adults and $10 for students. Looking ahead to Thursday, February 20th, we've got Bachelors of Broadway, Gentlemen of the Theater. Now, I looked these guys up. They're amazing. They are amazing. Listen to, oh, man, they are so good. $49 for adult tickets for that one. And then finally, March 20th, the music of Billy Joel and Elton John starring Michael Cavanaugh. Look this guy up, too. Again, amazing. If you're at all a fan of Billy Joel and Elton and or Elton John, man, you got to check this show out. $54 for that one. Now, something extracurricular opportunities is what they're calling it. There's two dining options backed by popular request, as well as a way to support local recovery programs in central Wisconsin. So on Thursday, November 7th, you can dine at Lake Air prior to seeing the Glenn Miller Orchestra. It's $40. You get to choose among three options when purchasing tickets directly through the Arts Council. Seating is limited to 120. This is a special meal. And $3 from each each adult ticket purchased for Jeff Allen, Are We There Yet, will be donated to Opportunity for Hope, a local recovery program. Additional donations can be made through January 31st of next year. And then they're going on Thursday, February 20th. There is a meal at the Ridges before the Bachelors of Broadway, Gentlemen of the Theater show. The cost is $26 for that. Select your option while purchasing tickets directly through the Arts Council. Seating is limited to 150 on that. And just a reminder, you do get a big discount when you order all the tickets. All six season tickets at one time, you do get a discount for that. Depending on how many tickets you purchase, the discount is predicated on the number of tickets that you purchase, everyone. Go to savorthearts.com for more information about all these shows. And stay tuned, everyone, because hopefully we'll be able to give away some tickets to all these shows as well. One of the great parts of the job here. Well, that's going to wrap it up for events coming up here, everyone. I want to thank all the listeners out there, all the callers today. Thank you very much for making my time go a little bit faster on this Saturday. I'll be back again next week from 11 to noon on Over the Back Fence. Of course, you can hear me during the week on the morning show. You can hear me on WIRI weekdays from 3 to 7 as I do some DJing for the country station as well, along with Trail Tunes on Thursday and Flashback Fridays on Friday. If you don't know what those are, tune in. I talk about them a lot on WIRI. So 3 to 7 Monday through Friday, you can hear me there. You can also hear me tomorrow along with James on the next Director's Cut, brand new one. We talk with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach from Matinair on Air, which airs weekdays here from 10 to 12. A great look at both two great characters and very funny people. I hope you tune in for Director's Cut at 5 o'clock tomorrow to check that one out. Then a brand new Seth Faces the Music. I'm going with Right Songs. Right, as in the opposite of left, or a correct answer. I wasn't choosy. I just used right as my guide. That's from 6 to 8. And then a brand new, unlabeled as well, from 8 to 9, James' first side of his soundtrack tape. This is actually going to be two shows. There's just too many soundtracks from the 90s he wanted to pick songs from, plus some requests on that one as well. So we got a brand new block of shows from 5 to 9. Excuse me, yes, from 5 to 9 on Sundays. That is WFHR's Time to Shine, everyone. So make sure you tune in for that. We got Charlie Behrens coming up next here on the show. And don't forget, we have baseball tonight on these airwaves as well. 6:05 first pitch, pregame show at about 5:50. Join Andy Yochum for that. Well, thanks one and all for listening once again. And I hope to hear you again next week here on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248D.